ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Papua New Guinea has taken a historic step in appointing the first woman president of the country's Olympic Committee. Emma Waiwai has been involved in sports for 40 years, starting off with playing basketball in her youth, as well as being a sports administrator. She led Team PNG as chef de mission to various international Pacific sporting events, including the recent Pacific Games. Miss Waiwai is going to accompany PNG athletes to the Olympic Games, which open in Paris later this month. Pacific Beat's Caroline Tierman spoke with the Olympic Committee's new president.
You know, I don't see this role as being prestigious in a way. I think it's a role that you have to play to make sure that you can source the funds to be able to comfortably prepare your teams and comfortably send them to every game that, you know, that's on offer for us. So maybe that's the first thing I can say about being in this role. Yes, I'm excited about it, but I can see that it's a really big challenge ahead for me to be able to work in partnership with the Sports Foundation, you know, go to the companies and see if we can get sufficient funds to send our athletes away.
You have been in leadership positions within sports for some years now, where you've been chef de mission in important games. For women, how do you see this?
It's funny because I never actually thought about that when I put up my hand. I didn't realize that I was going to be the first woman, although it was mentioned, but I forgot about that. But I think what's more important for the women is telling them that anything is possible and not trying to feel that, you know, I'm not good enough, you know. But like you said, because I've been in the sporting movement for over 14 years, I think for me to put my hand up for this position was because I felt that I had enough experience. I felt I had the network. I felt that I had people, good people around that could really support me in doing this. And I think this is important because when I thought back about the elections on Saturday, you know, there were many women in that room, many women that actually carried the vote for the National Federation. But the important thing was that they didn't go there, you know, on the notion to vote me in. And in fact, when I was talking to all the sports, I never mentioned that, you know, I'm a female, so, and I can do this and this. I just put out to everyone that this is what I'm capable of doing because of my experience. And so when the women went out to vote, you know, they went out to vote for who was the best candidate. And I think that's important. So when you put your hand up for something like this, it's not about you being a female. It's about you being the best candidate for the role. And so that's what that's the message that I want to get across to the women. I think it's time for us to look at it in that sense, that if we are put there, it's because we are best suited for the role at that time.
Could you just tell us about what sports has been like for women since you started being involved in sports?
My sport is basketball. And so I represented the country from around 1987 through to, say, 1995. So I never realized that sometimes women had difficulties in actually still playing, because I never saw that. You know, I never felt that. And I think it was important because my mom and dad, but more so mom, she was very, very involved in sports. And so that the support from, you know, when we were young kids was always there. And so I've never seen being a woman or a girl as a setback to trying to achieve your goals as an athlete. And then I went on to, when I decided to step down, you know, from representative duties, I started to coach. And not only did I coach the women's, you know, my local basketball women, but I also coached the local basketball men's team. You know, and yes, that was a bit hard at first because they're so used to having a guy coach them. But then eventually they started to embrace me and started to listen to me because it was all about the game and how I was helping them to improve the game as well. That was probably the second one. And then thirdly, I went into management of the sport, I mean, administration of the sport. So I was vice president for a few years, and then after that I became, like just recently I was the president of basketball until like the change came. But, you know, one of the things that I realized, and in fact this is something that someone mentioned to me one time, they said, you know, women are better sports administrators. And I was wondering why, and I thought, you know, especially at home, you know, we have to manage the home, we have to manage our children, we have to manage the different temperaments, the different characteristics of the children to be able to be successful. And so I think from that perspective, you can already see that women are actually very good administrators because they take that experience that they have at home and bring it into the, you know, into an area, not only in sports administration, but, you know, even in an office. So I think the bottom line is the women have to say, I can do it. if they still feel nervous, look around for a group of women or, you know, men that you can confide in to be able to give you that support and continuously, you know, support you. And that's where I suppose I'm very privileged to have a good husband, because every sporting role that I've taken on, he's never said no to me. You know, even the latest one on Saturday morning when he dropped me off, he said, you know, you're going to go and win. So having that support from a husband that sees the bigger picture is also really, really important for women to understand that they can do it.
And that is PNG's Olympic Committee President, Emma Waiwai, speaking there to the ABC's Caroline Tiriman.